to preach on the subject, God's testimony of Daniel. Now, there's no doubt that Daniel had a good testimony. He had a good testimony among his friends. And even among his enemies, Daniel had a good testimony. But he also had a tremendous testimony before the Lord. And of course, that is the most important. We have seen in these studies that Daniel was a godly man with a holy character. He was a man of faith and a man of prayer, a man who knew and loved the Lord, and a man who at all times sought to walk with the Lord. And all that we read in the book of Daniel about Daniel is true. Make no mistake about that. However, it is interesting to read what the Lord says about Daniel in other places in the Bible. When you read God's testimony in other books of the Bible concerning Daniel, you quickly discover that they confirm to be true all that the book of Daniel says about this godly man. Outside the book of Daniel, the prophet Daniel is spoken of at least 5 times. 3 times in the book of Ezekiel, and 2 times in the New Testament. Once in Matthew's Gospel, and 1 time in Mark's Gospel. And very simply this afternoon, I want to look at these texts of Scripture and consider what the Lord says about his servant Daniel in these other books of the Bible. Men and women, the Bible is a wonderful book. And of course, it is a wonderful book because it is God's book. The Bible not only contains the Word of God, the Bible is the Word of God. And each book in the Bible complements the other. Indeed, there is a unity and a conformity that runs throughout the Bible from Genesis to the book of Revelation. And this fact will be seen today as we study God's testimony of Daniel outside the book of Daniel. And I pray as we bring our studies to a conclusion that the Lord will speak to all of our hearts. I hope indeed that these studies have been a profit to you. And I pray that it will give you a deeper desire to study more about this wonderful character, Daniel. And I pray that you will continue to study and to read the book of Daniel for yourself. First of all, let us consider what the Lord says about Daniel in the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel, like Daniel, was a captive in the land of Babylon. Ezekiel was a contemporary of Daniel. I believe that both men would have known each other. Certainly, Ezekiel knew of Daniel because he makes reference to Daniel in his prophecy. However, it is interesting to note that it is the Lord speaking through Ezekiel the prophet about Daniel. Therefore, what we have here is God's testimony of Daniel. Take a look with me at Ezekiel chapter 14 there. And look with me at verse 12. And it says this, "The word of the Lord came again to me." The word of the Lord came unto Ezekiel. And this is what the Lord says here to Ezekiel about Daniel. Now, of course, when you read down this passage, the Lord is not only speaking about Daniel, but he's speaking about Noah, and he's speaking about Job. But of course, we are interested in what the Lord says here about Daniel. Look at verse 13. "Son of man, when the land sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out mine hand upon it, and will break the staff of the bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and will cut off man and beast from it. Though these 3 men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord God." In the context of the passage, God is telling Ezekiel about the judgment that has fallen upon Israel and Judah for their sin. And in the context, the Lord draws Ezekiel's attention to the godliness and holiness of men like Noah, Daniel, and Job. And what the Lord is saying is this, that even godly men like Noah, Daniel, and Job, while their righteousness would save them, the righteousness of these godly men would not save the people among whom they lived, because the sin of the people was so great. It's important that you see the context here. God will judge sin. And of course, God is telling Ezekiel here that the land is judged because of their sin. And even if these three godly men were in the land at this time, that the land would not be spared of judgment because of their righteousness. Men and women, this world someday will be judged for its sin, in spite of godly men living in this world. And while I believe that God withholds his judgments at times because of his holy saints, the day will come, and it did for Israel and Judah, when judgment will fall upon this world because of its great sin. And even the righteousness of holy men of God and holy women of God living in the midst will not stop that judgment. And that's what God here is telling Ezekiel. And it will happen again. The Bible says that God had appointed a day in which he will judge this world. And when the Lord comes back again to judge this world, there will be those who are saved and love him. And yet, although there will be righteous men and women, holy men and women, godly men and women upon this earth at that time, God will not withhold his judgment on that day. And although those who are saved will be spared and will be delivered, all those who are still in their sin will be lost. Sinner, you need to note that. Even as we study this passage of Scripture today, there is a day of judgment coming. And although you may live among the saints of God, God's judgment, God's hand of judgment will not be stayed on you because of the saints of God. And that's what the Lord is telling Ezekiel here. However, the point, and we don't want to digress too much, the point that I want to make here is this, and it's very important. God here in Ezekiel chapter 14 gives testimony to the holiness and the godly character of Daniel. The Lord confirms through Ezekiel the prophet not only that Daniel really lived, and of course many today tell us that he never lived, but not only does God here through the prophet Ezekiel confirm that Daniel really lived, but that he was a godly and a righteous man. We have seen that in these studies in the book of Daniel. We have seen how godly a man Daniel was. But here we have the Lord's testimony concerning Daniel. And here the Lord says it clearly. Child of God, the Lord wants us to live holy lives upon this earth. The Bible says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." We read that in Leviticus 20 and verse 7. And of course we read it also in 1 Peter 1 verses 15 and 16. And if there's a day and age when you and I need to live close to the Lord, then it is this day and age in which we live. Sin abounds in every hand. But thank God, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. And although we have emphasized this truth throughout this studies, let me emphasize it again. Although we're living in a wicked and sinful world, the Lord is able to keep his people as the apple of his eye. Daniel lived in a land of wickedness and a land of sin. He lived far away from his home, and yet the Lord kept him and the Lord preserved him. And Daniel lived a holy life even in the midst of that wicked and ungodly age. And although we're living in a wicked and ungodly age, days prior to the second coming of Christ, and the Bible tells us that things will wax worse and worse, still, the Lord is able to keep his people. And the Lord expects us as his people to live those holy lives. All that we read about Daniel in the book of Daniel is true. And although he lived in a heathen land among ungodly people, he was a man of righteousness who lived by faith. You and I are to live by faith. The Bible says, "The just shall live by faith. And thank God, no matter what's going on around us, the Lord has promised to keep us and never to leave us nor forsake us. O child of God, let us encourage ourselves in the Lord. We don't live in good days, we live in hard times. But the Lord has promised to give us strength in our time of need. So here we have the Lord's testimony of Daniel. Daniel was a righteous man. That's what the Lord says. Daniel was a holy man. That's what the Lord says. Daniel was a godly man. That's what the Lord says. Isn't it wonderful? Now, turn over to Ezekiel chapter 28 for a moment. And you'll notice something else in the book of Ezekiel. Take a look there at verse 1 of Ezekiel chapter 28. And you'll notice right away that it's the Lord that's speaking. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus, Thus shall the Lord God, thus saith the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God, and sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas, yet thou art a man, and not God. Though thou set thine heart as the heart of God, behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. Note verse 3, there is no secret that they can hide from thee. Now, once again, I want you to note the context of the passage. God, through Ezekiel, is condemning the prince of Tyrus for his pride. This prince of Tyrus is so proud that he believes himself as great as God, and he believes himself as wise as Daniel. And here, God judges the prince of Tyrus for his pride. And of course, sinner, pride will be judged. And if you have got a proud heart today because you're still resisting the Lord, you're still saying no to his free offer of salvation. And every time you come into God's house and hear God's word and go out with your heart still black with sin, refusing to come and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're allowing pride to rule over your heart. Why? The Bible says that God will bring the proud man down. And that's what's happening here. And Ezekiel, in the context of the passage, he's pronouncing judgment upon the prince of Tyrus. But simply again, I just want you to see what the Lord, through this incident in Ezekiel chapter 20, it draws our attention again to Daniel and what the Lord says here about Daniel. Here the Lord draws our attention to the wisdom of Daniel. Now, we have already pointed out to you that Daniel was a wise man, a very wise man. But here the Lord himself points that out to us through the prophet Ezekiel. The book of Daniel, of course, reveals to us that Daniel was full of wisdom and knowledge. And how God through the prophet Ezekiel confirms this to us again. Where did Daniel receive this wisdom? Well, Daniel received this wisdom and knowledge from God. And even Daniel confessed this himself. Now, just keep your hand in Ezekiel chapter 28 there. And turn over to Daniel chapter 2. Let us remind ourselves of what Daniel said concerning wisdom. Even the wisdom that he had. In Daniel chapter 2 verse 19, we read these words. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, verse 20, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. Daniel was a man who was full of wisdom, but he acknowledged that his wisdom came from the Lord. O child of God, the Lord is the author of wisdom. But he's not only the author of wisdom, he's the giver of wisdom. The Bible tells us in James 1 verse 5, If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, and abradeth not. And if you turn over to Proverbs 4, we read these words from verses 5 to 7. Solomon says, Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Now, of course, the beginning of wisdom, the Bible tells us, is the fear of the Lord. Is the fear of the Lord. My friend, have you wisdom today? Are you a wise man? Are you a wise woman? If you're saved, you have wisdom. At least you have the beginning of wisdom. Because the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. But if you're not saved, then you have very little wisdom. You have very little wisdom. Oh, I pray today that the Lord will so speak to your heart and that you will come and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior. Only a fool goes on in their sin. Only a fool rejects Jesus Christ as their Savior. Only a fool continually rejects Christ as their own and personal Savior. I pray that you will get wisdom today. You say to me, how do I get wisdom? You get wisdom by falling down on your knees, repenting of your sin, and by faith accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, because Christ is wisdom. Receiving Him is wisdom. Would you not come and trust Him today as your own and personal Savior? Here we have God's testimony of Daniel. And what does God say about Daniel? Well, the Lord says that Daniel is a righteous man, a holy man, a godly man. And of course, we've already found out that Daniel knew the Lord Jesus Christ as his own and personal Savior. He was saved by the grace of God. We have found that out in these studies. And here's the Lord confirming that. What does the Lord tell us about Daniel? The Lord tells us that he was a wise man, full of wisdom. And of course, the book of Daniel reveals that to us. And here the Lord confirms it through his prophet Ezekiel. Now, I want you to turn over to the New Testament now for a few minutes. Turn over to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24. Secondly, I want us to consider what the Lord said about Daniel in the New Testament. We have quickly considered what the Lord said about Daniel in the book of Ezekiel. Well, what does the Lord say about Daniel here in the New Testament? The Lord Jesus Christ, the second person in the Holy Trinity, refers to Daniel during his earthly ministry. The Savior speaks concerning the prophecies that Daniel prophesied. In Matthew chapter 24 and in Mark chapter 13, both writers draw our attention to what Christ said concerning the events leading up to his second coming. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. Of that there is no doubt. And even Daniel, in the book of Daniel, prophesied concerning the second coming of Christ. And as Christ gives details of these events leading up to the second coming, he makes mention of what the prophet Daniel said, confirming that Daniel, of course, really lived. Let me emphasize that again. The critics will tell us that Daniel never lived. How do we know that he lived? Well, the Lord Jesus Christ believed that Daniel was a real person, that he really lived, and the events that took place in his book really happened. Here we have the testimony of Christ, the second person in the Holy Trinity. God the Son here reveals to us this wonderful truth. Look with me at Matthew chapter 24, and it's the verse 15. The Lord Jesus is speaking. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso heareth, let him understand. Let me just read the text in Mark chapter 13 to you as well. Verse 14, we read these words. But when ye shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet. Daniel, in his prophecy, spoke of the Messiah and the latter days. And of course, we have seen that in our studies. Just last week, we considered Daniel and Christ the Messiah. And in Daniel chapter 9, verses 25 and 26, there Daniel spoke of the Messiah. Here we have the Lord Jesus Christ now speaking of Daniel. And what is the Lord Jesus Christ telling us here about Daniel? Well, again, the point that I want to make is that the Lord Jesus in the New Testament confirms that Daniel really lived and that the prophecies in the book of Daniel are true. Daniel was not only a man of holy character and godly wisdom, he was not only a man who was saved and who was a child of God, but Daniel was a man who declared the truth at all times. And here the Son of God confirms that everything that Daniel said in his prophecies were true. His prophecies came to pass and will still come to pass. My, this is the Lord's testimony of this man. The Lord Jesus testifies that Daniel is an honest man. A man who preached the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Why, what a testimony Daniel had in the courts of heaven. He had a good testimony among his friends. And he had a good testimony even among his enemies. But what a testimony he had in heaven. Heaven's testimony of Daniel is this. Daniel, when he lived upon this earth, was a good and faithful servant. Now here's the question. Because I said all that to say this. As the Lord looks upon you and me, what is his testimony of us? How does the Lord view us? Does he see you and I living holy lives? Does he observe that you and I have godly wisdom and knowledge? Can he say of us that we speak forth the words of truth and righteousness? Because one thing is sure, God is observing us and he has an opinion. He has an opinion. Now, it's good to have a testimony among our friends, and it's good even to have a testimony among our enemies. It's good to have a testimony among those that we work with, and it's good to have a testimony among those that we come into contact with day by day. But the most important thing, my friend, is having a testimony before the Lord. You know what the Bible says? Psalm 34, verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. In Proverbs 15 verse 3 it says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. In Psalm 11 verse 4 it says, the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The truth is that we cannot hide from God. You and I cannot hide from God. We can hide from our friends and we can hide from our families and we can be alone. But we cannot hide from God and we cannot be in a place where he cannot see us. What does he see? As the Lord observes us, what does he observe? Not only does the Lord see his people, but the Lord sees the ungodly. My friend, what is God's view of you today? That is the question. You remember in the book of Genesis, just turn over for a moment to Genesis chapter 6. Just before God destroyed the world in a flood. And as I have made reference already this morning, God will destroy this world again. Listen, don't listen to the atheist. And don't listen to the agnostic. And don't listen to the unbeliever. And don't listen to the worldly wise man, so-called, who thinks he knows everything. The world tells us today that this Bible is out of date. And the world tells us today that God will not judge this world again. The world tells us today that there is no God. Don't listen to foolish notions like that. There is a God in heaven. And he sees the works of men, whether those works are good or evil. He observes you and I from day to day. and we cannot hide from him. And he's looking down right now into our hearts and into our lives. And he always has observed the children of men. Look what it says in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5. It says, "And God saw." Now God's in heaven. Man's on earth. But the Bible tells us here that God saw. And what did he see? God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. And not only did he see the outward wickedness of man, but he saw the inward heart of man. Because in verse 5 it says, "And God saw that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." Look at verse 7. It says, "And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth." Not only did God saw, not only did God see, but God did something. After he saw, he judged the world. And we're all so familiar with this passage of Scripture because it reveals to us the great judgment of the flood. Someday, sinner, if you die unrepentant, God will bring your sin into judgment. He will. God sees what's happening in this world all around us. He sees what's happening in the religious world. There's much today that goes down for religion. He sees what's happening in the business world. He sees what's happening in every corner of this world. And he's observing it. What does he see when he observes you? And what does he see when he observes me? What is God's testimony of us? O child of God, surely if there's one truth and one lesson that we have learned from studying the book of Daniel, it is this, that we need to live holy lives. We need to live for the Lord. We need to be in that close communion with God day by day. And I pray that in these days in which we live, that the Lord will give us that desire to walk with him. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we shall have fellowship one with the other. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, will cleanse us from all sin. We're living in a day, it's like Daniel's day. We're living in a day, it's like Noah's day. We're living in a day, indeed, it's like Job's day. Sin abounds on every hand. But remember what the Bible says, where sin abounds, grace doth much more abound. God gave Daniel grace to walk with him. And God gave Noah grace to walk with him. And God gave Job grace to walk with him. And God will give you and I grace to walk with him today as well. Don't be too much concerned about what others are doing. Sometimes we can look at others, and when we look at what they're doing, it affects our faith. Oh, child of God, never look at others to determine your faith. Look to the Lord. Look to the Lord. And encourage yourself in the Lord. That was the secret, I believe, of Daniel's greatness, of Daniel's holiness, of Daniel's wisdom, of Daniel's righteousness, of Daniel's walking with God. He looked to the Lord. That we look to the Lord in these days. And may we serve the Lord with all our hearts, souls and mind. My friend, if you're here today and you're still rejecting Christ as your Savior, come to him now. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. The Lord will show you grace this Lord's day. But don't die without him. Don't reject him. Let us all pray. Father in heaven, we thank thee and we praise thee for the life of Daniel, and for the book of Daniel, and for thy servant. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us to walk with thee. Help us, Lord, to have those holy lives. O God, we confess, Lord, that we need Thee more in these days than we ever needed Thee before. Sin truly does abound in every hand. There's much wickedness, much ungodliness, and much goes on in the name of religion. And how, Lord, it must stink in Your nostrils. But Lord, we thank Thee for the Word of God. We thank Thee for Thy truth. And we pray, Lord, that in these days You would give us that desire to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. We know that all these other things shall be added unto us. Lord, bless Your word. And bless it to every heart. And those that are not saved, Lord, O God, reveal unto them today. Reveal unto the sinner this Lord's day. That you see every movement they make. You observe everything they do. You can even see into their heart. O God, may that heart today be washed in the blood. May that heart today be clothed in the righteousness of Christ. May that heart today be saved for all eternity. For it's in Jesus' precious, precious name we ask it. Amen.